Chapter 9. Danger Strikes. The following morning, Violet told Henry and Jesse about the tire tracks she and Benny had spotted near the old pond. "You're sure they were fresh tracks?" Henry asked. Violet shrugged.
"I think so."
"They might have been left by visitors," Jesse suggested. "Maybe the Morgans drove down there after dinner. The pine forest looks so pretty in the moonlight."
"The pine trees!" Violet exclaimed. "I almost forgot to tell you something else important."
She quickly explained about seeing pine needles on Jed Owens' sweater. Henry frowned.
"I don't know what to say, Violet. The pine needles don't really prove anything one way or the other. Maybe he was in the woods earlier in the day."
"Maybe,"
Violet said doubtfully.
"Anyway, we can't do anything unless we're really sure," Henry added.
Later that morning, Violet spotted Mr. Morgan waving to her from the cornfield, and she hurried over to him.
"Violet," he said pleasantly, "you're just the person I've been looking for. I've got a surprise for you."
"You do?"
Mr. Morgan glanced over his shoulder and said in a low voice,
"I just found out that Wind Dancer is going home tomorrow. His owners will be here first thing in the morning to pick him up."
"He's leaving? But we never got to see him up close,"
Violet said. She couldn't hide her disappointment. She knew she would probably never have a chance to see a real racehorse again.
"Don't worry. You're going to get your chance tonight," Mr. Morgan told her. "You can even feed him a little treat if you want."
"I can?"
Violet was thrilled. Mr. Morgan nodded.
"I'm taking Wind Dancer out to the old pond for the last time, and you're all welcome to come see him."
Mr. Morgan's blue eyes twinkled.
"After all, if it weren't for you Aldens, he might have been stolen by now."
"We'll all be there,"
she couldn't wait to tell the others.
"Oh, and why don't you bring Daisy with you? She's gotten over her fear of horses, and I think it'd mean a lot to her."
"It means a lot to all of us,"
Violet told him.
"Thanks."
Violet hurried over to Benny, Jesse, and Henry, who were eating lunch with Daisy at the picnic table.
"You mean we'll get to ride Wind Dancer?"
Benny said, munching on a ham and cheese sandwich. He had taken off his tool belt and had laid it carefully on the table.
"No, I don't think so,"
Violet said.
"We'll just watch him exercise with Mr. Morgan."
Benny's face fell.
"Oh, I wanted to pretend I was a real jockey."
"Cheer up, Benny,"
Jesse said.
"You'll probably see him trot and gallop and do all the things that racehorses do." "Maybe Mr. Morgan will let you hold the reins,"
Daisy piped up.
"He lets me lead Oliver in and out of his stall."
Daisy giggled. Violet smiled at her. Daisy was completely different from the shy, frightened little girl who had come to Sunny Oaks. She was happy and full of confidence. There was a full moon later that evening when the Aldens crept quietly out of the bunkhouse. Daisy was waiting for them, a big smile on her face.
"We're really going to see Wind Dancer,"
she whispered, taking Jesse's hand.
"I can hardly believe it."
They had crossed the yard and were just heading down the dusty path to the old pond when they spotted Mr. Morgan walking rapidly toward them.
"Hi, kids," he greeted them. "I forgot Wind Dancer's blanket, and I'm going to dash back to the stable and get it. Why don't you go ahead and see him? He's tethered to a tree at the edge of the pond."
"We'll take good care of him,"
Violet promised. They walked steadily for the next quarter mile. But when they rounded the bend, they were in for a shock. The two men who'd tried to steal Wind Dancer were loading him into a horse van.
"Oh, no!" Jesse cried. "They're stealing him!"
The men turned at the sound of her voice.
"Come on, move it!"
Ryan said gruffly to Hank. They quickly slammed the van door shut and jumped into the cab.
"They're getting away!"
Henry said as the men gunned the engine. He sprinted after the van, but stopped when it made a tight U-turn and headed back toward them. Jesse reacted immediately and pulled Daisy and Benny into a shallow gully next to the path.
"I'll go for help," Violet yelled. She darted through the woods back to the stable, her heart beating fast. She had to get to Mr. Morgan in time, or Wind Dancer would be gone forever. Meanwhile, Benny wriggled free from Jesse's hand and watched the horse van roaring down the path. In just a few seconds, the van would pass them, and it would be too late. Suddenly, he knew what he had to do. He scrambled out of the gully and reached into the leather pouch Bob Tyndall had given him at the barn raising. His fingers crossed over the roofing nails, and just as the van approached, he flung them into the center of the road. When the van passed over them, there was a satisfying pop, and Benny grinned. The nails had done their job. The van had a flat tire. The van skidded to a stop, and both men got out looking furious. "Now look what you've done," one of the men said to the other. "How are we going to fix it?" "That won't be necessary," a male voice said firmly. Jesse and Daisy watched in amazement as a figure stepped out of the woods. It was Jed Owens. Benny's mouth dropped open, and he looked at Henry, puzzled. Had Jed Owens come to help them? Or had he come to steal Wind Dancer? Both men turned in surprise as Jed Owens approached them. "Don't bother fixing the flat," he said in a friendly voice, "because you aren't going anywhere, except to jail." The thieves looked nervously at each other, and Hank started to back away.
"Who are you?"
he demanded hoarsely.
"Jed Owens. And you don't have to introduce yourselves. I know who both of you are. I've been watching you for a few weeks now."
He looked at Benny and gave him a big smile.
"That was quick thinking."
"But who are you?"
Henry asked.
"We knew you weren't a farmer,"
Benny blurted out.
"You're right. I'm a private security guard. Wind Dancer's owners hired me to protect him."
He grinned at Benny. "Of course, it's always nice to get a little help from my friends." Suddenly, they heard a siren, and a black and white car with flashing lights raced down the path toward them.
"Looks like the game is up, guys," Jed Owens said to the thieves. "I hope you don't have any plans for the next few years."
Everything happened very quickly once the police cruiser pulled up. Two policemen jumped out and handcuffed the thieves, and Mr. Morgan and Violet hurried down the path to Henry and the others.
"Is everything okay?" Mr. Morgan said.
"We're fine,"
Daisy piped up.
"But what about Wind Dancer? Maybe he got scared by all the noise. Shouldn't we check on him?"
Mr. Morgan laughed.
"We'll do that right now," he said.
Suddenly, he spotted Jed Owens.
"Jed?"
he said hesitantly. "What are you doing here?"
"It's okay,"
Benny piped up.
"He's one of the good guys. He helped us save Wind Dancer."
"Well, I'm glad to hear it,"
Mr. Morgan said. He shook Jed Owens' hand as one of the police officers approached them.
"We'll need a statement from both of you. Can you come down to the station house first thing in the morning?"
"No problem," Jed Owens said.
Mr. Morgan nodded. "We'll be there."
He watched as the police cruiser pulled away with the thieves in the back seat.
"Why don't we all go back to the house and have some hot chocolate? We have a lot to talk about."
Benny looked up at Jed Owens admiringly.
"I have a zillion things I want to ask you." "Why did you tell us you were a farmhand?"
Violet asked.
"Were you really in the woods that night?"
Jesse demanded.
"How come you kept your identity a secret?"
Henry chimed in.
"Wait a minute,"
Daisy cried. She stood in the center of the group and crossed her arms over her chest.
"You're all so busy talking, you've forgotten all about Wind Dancer. He's all by himself in the horse van, probably scared to death."
"Don't worry, Daisy," Mr. Morgan said. "We're going to fix that right now."
He took her by the hand and led her to the van. When he opened the rear doors, Wind Dancer gave a soft whinny and turned his head. He stomped his foot, impatient at being cooped up in the van.
"Easy now, boy."
Mr. Morgan's voice was soothing as he eased the champion horse down the ramp. He handed Daisy the lead rope.
"He's all yours, Daisy. You hold the rope good and tight, stay to his left shoulder like I showed you."
You mean, I can take him back to the stables all by myself?
Mr. Morgan smiled. I don't see why not.
Thanks,
Daisy said softly. She patted Wind Dancer's cheek, and then stepped out smartly, with just the right amount of tension on the rope. The horse trotted obediently next to her. She had never felt so proud in her whole life.